the eyes of Jesus. Judge not that ye be not judged, Matthew 7:1. It happened years ago and miles away. It was the day that began with prayer. Let me see through your eyes, Lord. My children's small picture of Christ hung where we could sometimes look at the eyes of Jesus as we prayed each day. Prayers concluded, we began another day, one that took the children and me to the car repair shop. The young man at the shop didn't look any too thrilled at being there. I didn't look any too thrilled at being there. More trouble with our old car. Wonderful, I thought. I get to explain to some man I don't know all that I don't know about this car, flaunt my ignorance, and attempt to explain how the engine sniffles. Yes, sniffles. He'd think I was an idiot. I waited. And I waited. I waited. During the wait, I formed my opinion of the young man. He had long, unkempt hair and a bad attitude. A regular poster boy for what you didn't want your sons to grow up to be, I thought. The overheard language that drifted to us caused me no great joy. My six-year-old kept asking me to explain what the man was saying. I wouldn't. Some were new to me. It seemed an afternoon to forget. Finally, the young man approached. By now, I had imagined him to be the local drug pusher and axe murderer in one. Before he could say a word, he looked up, and I caught my breath. His eyes were identical to the eyes in the picture of Jesus. And nothing, nothing, nothing else mattered. So great was my sin. I had judged a man God had created. No gasping car engine, no annoyance with a fellow human being merited my judgment. Only God can judge. The young man fixed my car that day. God fixed my heart.